Well, this morning we've got a guest joining us here in our studios. Ryan Hawkins is with us here this morning. Ryan is visiting with us a little bit after his experience in the NBA Summer League here recently out in Las Vegas and a chance to play in the California Summer League also a few weeks ago. How are you?
I'm good. It feels good to be back home for once. I haven't been back here since like June 26th, but I'm back and ready to make the most of it.
And rest the legs a little bit.
Yeah, it feels good to get off the feet. Surprisingly, the body feels really good despite all the traveling I've done the month of June and July, but ready to get back after it and continue to work on my craft.
You know, we talked a lot about that, and you kind of had a feel for what you were moving into and getting involved in these NBA summer opportunities. You had a chance to play for Golden State in the California League, a few games there, and then you got to play in those four games out in the NBA Summer League for the Toronto Raptors. How was the experience compared to what you thought it was going to be now that you've been through it?
I thought it was going to be similar to what it was, but at the same time, the experience was nothing like I was expecting. Just as far as the play goes, the style of play is completely different than anything I'm used to. If you've watched any of those games, it's painful to watch at times just because the ball doesn't move. It's very sticky. And you've got guys that are thinking they're really good at basketball. And don't get me wrong, they are. But they don't play it the right way to be the best that they could be. And it's really frustrating to see, and especially like when you have to sit and watch it and like realize that if you're playing, you know, you kind of have to change the way you play if you want to get your shot at it and kind of like have your chance at being noticed. So it's a little conflicting on how you want to play it. Like, do you want to play basketball the right way or do you want to play to get noticed? So you kind of had to decide which way you wanted to approach that. But at the same time, learned a lot, got to continue to work on my craft. And the experience is unreal, just being able to like meet a bunch of people and a bunch of people that are in position to help you out later in life. As far as, you know, getting a contract with a team in 2 years, something like that. Just got to rub elbows with a lot of people and meet a lot of people, too.
It's a bit like anything else in life. It's important to make those contacts, too.
Oh, for sure. Networking is going to be very important. And I feel like I did a really good job of that, both in Golden State and then in the Vegas Summer League. I feel like both of those places I did really well socially. Performed pretty well basketball-wise, both places, too. But that's more about getting in front of people and proving, like, who you are as a person. Are you fun to be around, or are you going to be somebody that they walk in the gym every day and be like, oh, I got to see this guy for 3 hours today? And I chose to try and make it the positive experience and try and be upbeat and energetic and have fun.
Yeah, and you come from programs at Northwest Missouri State and Creighton where it's a team game. There are five guys, not just one. And your kind of basketball, the way you play, especially at Creighton, it showed through. For you to be a star, it's because you amplify everyone around you. You are a team player. You want, you know, you're going to do the right thing for yourself, but you're also going to do the right thing for others too. So you walk into that atmosphere. Is it tough to make that transition?
Yeah, because you're so used to, you know, being open in the corner. You get a pass and a guy's closing out on you. You make an extra pass to a teammate to get an even better shot. That doesn't happen in the summer league much. And that wasn't just with our team. That was with the majority of the teams there is – some of that's because the guys haven't played together a bunch. It's a, you know, you get thrown together a week before, you get 3 days, 4 days of practice, and then you get thrown into a game. And so some of that is the unfamiliarity. But the other part is, like, those guys probably didn't get to play in the same two systems that I was very fortunate to play in. Because honestly, you got to use your teammates if you're going to be better, and you got to make your teammates better if that's going to be your role on the team. Like, you got to understand that You can be as good as you want individually, but still lose. Whereas if you get all five guys involved and you play as a team and you make your teammates better, that makes your whole team better. And again, the ball finds who the ball is supposed to find. So, you know, if you're hot and you're making the right pass, you pass up a good shot, chances are you're going to get a great shot. It might not be that same possession. It might be two possessions, three possessions later.
Of course, and I tell people this all the time, you have to remember the NBA isn't basketball. It's NBA basketball. It's different. It's different than college, although college is creeping up a bit. But college basketball and NBA basketball are very different creatures in the way they're played, the way people go about them, the way they look at them, more than just being a business. But a lot of it also is behind the scenes. You know, we watched games. The games were on TV. We watched the games. How much of what you were accomplishing out there happened during practices and behind the scenes? How important was that for you?
That was probably the most important thing that I did, both at the California Classic and the Vegas Summer League, was having that chance and taking that chance in practice. Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't matter if you've got 15 guys in the gym, you've got 30 coaches, scouts, front office guys, they're all in the gym watching. And, you know, it sticks out when you've only got 15 guys in there. You got 10 guys on the floor at a time. You know, if one guy's doing something really good and there's 30 eyes on you noticing it right away. And I felt like I did a really good job of that and got a lot of good feedback in practice before we even played a game in Vegas.
Yeah, you feel good about where you've come from the time that you walked away off that court after losing to Kansas in the NCAA tournament to where you are now?
Man, that game still hurts. I don't know that I'll ever.
Sorry about that.
I don't know that I'll ever get over that one. But no, I'm very, very happy with how my summer's gone, and I feel like Vegas was a really good kind of indicator. Gave me a lot of good feedback that, you know, all that, you know, May, June, part of July, like all of that was worth it. Not that it wouldn't have been worth it if something didn't happen, but it just really rewarding, really good feeling.
So what happens next for you now? Where are you in this whole process?
I'm on the phone with my agent quite a bit. I've had a lot of conversations with him since Vegas, getting a lot of interest from Europe and America both. So now it's deciding which offer's the best, which offer's going to offer me the best role as far as basketball role goes. And like I'm very willing to sacrifice some of the money to get in a better situation, if that means I'm a lot happier with the basketball and the living arrangements or whatever it may be. Money's not everything, but the money is really good in basketball. And so I'm trying to balance the two of continuing to be happy and find the right kind of basketball or the closest kind of basketball to like I like to play, and making a career out of it too.
You want to be happy while you're doing all this and be able to reach your own personal goals and accomplishments and things. But, you know, there's always that other part, too, where it's a finite amount of time when you can play this game. And yeah. I don't know if anybody's told you, but you're 25. I'm sure that's come up a few times.
Yeah, the ball stops bouncing eventually. But and they've brought up the age thing before because, you know, they're spending millions of dollars on, you know, 18, 19-year-olds who have all this upside potential. Okay, well, that's cool. They've got all that upside potential. Are they going to get there? Are you going to be able to develop someone that can jump 40 inches off the ground and checks all the measurable boxes? Are you going to be able to develop them into playing the right way? Are you going to develop them into creating the strong habits that you have to have defensively so that when you're tired 40 minutes into a game, you got to get a stop, and then you got to get the rebound too. Like, I feel like that's stuff that can't be developed. You can either do that or you can't. And so I've made a pretty big point of in my conversations with people kind of explaining to them that, yeah, I might be 25 and I don't have, you know, 10 more years to play, but I think I could play for 10 years and shoot the ball at a high level for 10 years. Part of it is I was a late bloomer. You know, I went to Northwest and I redshirted because, like, physically I had not developed yet. And so that was very helpful for me and very beneficial for me moving forward. And so I kind of pointed that out to them too, that, you know, I didn't have to shave until I was 23. It's a beautiful thing, and it helps me out a lot, especially in this situation. But no, I've been very, very vocal about that in the conversations that I have had, that I see myself as someone that's already got all that development done. I might not check some of their measurable boxes, but, I mean, how many of those NBA guys actually hit every one of those boxes?
You know, and Ryan, any of us who've played sports at a level above high school understand, too, that you run into some teammates who are very dedicated at what they do. And some others, yeah, maybe not so much, and it can get frustrating at times. You don't feel like maybe they work as hard as they should. When you start throwing dollars around, sometimes guys get the money they're looking for, and then the effort kind of goes away a little bit. We've seen that with number one overall picks in the draft that, you know, why did this guy flame out, you know? Everybody's motivation level, everybody's will to get better is different. You can't all be Michael Jordan, but everybody wants to progress and be better to a certain level. So, you know, you probably see that more in the professional ranks.
Yeah, especially when you give a 19-year-old, what is it, $25, $30 million right away? Like, okay, cool, can you develop basketball-wise, but can you take care of yourself off the court when you get that kind of money? Like, that's a lot of money. I don't care who you are. That's a lot of money. Are you going to be able to do the right things with it off the floor? Yeah. Are you going to be able to save some of that? Are you going to be broke by 40? Like, that's a lot of money. And honestly, I feel like sometimes, like you said, they get distracted by the outside world. And that's the downfall of their basketball careers.
I can remember some coaches talking about, NBA coaches, as a matter of fact, talking about that, how the most difficult part of coaching was managing the locker room because there were so many distractions in and out of the locker room constantly. So, yeah, there's all those kinds of things. But those are bigger issues we're not going to worry about today. But for you, So what's the timeline right now then? I mean, the seasons will be rolling around here not too far down the road. Do you kind of have an idea in mind of when you might try to make some kind of decisions?
I mean, in my mind, I'm in no rush to make a decision, but I also realize that I kind of have to make a decision. So I'm hoping by the first week of August, I've got it nailed down. I know where I'm going. Maybe not necessarily signed anywhere yet, but have the verbal confirmation of, oh, this is where I'm going to go. But also that could change. You know, if you get a team that's like, here, this is the offer, but we got to have it today. If it's that good of an offer or something, then shoot, why not? So kind of going with the flow, kind of trying to relax and enjoy relaxes and
sure
get a couple hundred shots up a day and not kill my body for a while. But just take it easy and enjoy life for a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, wherever you end up this fall doesn't necessarily mean that's the end of it all. That's just the beginning.
No kidding.
Very good. Hey, congratulations on all you've accomplished so far. I'd like to list them all, but we ran out of time. And quite frankly, we ran out of time a long time ago for all that. Thanks so much for coming by. I appreciate you giving us the time. Good luck and good things. Keep positive thinking.
Thank you. Appreciate it.